WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. With a midnight deadline approaching, United Auto Workers are threatening targeted strikes against Detroit's Big Three. The UAW's Tammy Patrick.
We've went through recessions, we went through bankruptcies with this company, and they've taken it and taken it and taken it, and we've never gotten anything back.
At issue, CBS's Jared Hill.
The UAW is pushing for a 40% pay raise over 4 years, a 32-hour work week with 40-hour pay, and a return to traditional pensions for new hires.
Union President Sean Fain says negotiators are nowhere near an agreement. Ford CEO Jim Farley denies his claims. The company isn't taking bargaining seriously. Hurricane Lee is creeping closer to the New England coast, where it could make landfall this weekend. Tropical storm watches are up from Maine to Rhode Island. Michael Squillante has a home on the beach.
It's absolutely fabulous, 99% of the time. 1% is like this weekend. The hurricane's coming, and it's pretty scary.
In Connecticut, torrential rain flooded roads around Hartford. A suspected tornado snapped trees and power lines in Rhode Island. In Libya, the mayor of the flood-ravaged city of Derna expects the death toll to reach up to 20,000 as search teams put out an urgent plea for more body bags. The BBC's Lena Sinjab.
There are 30,000 people that are now homeless, and they need shelter, they need food, they need clean water.
With Congress in the midst of a budget showdown, President Biden will talk about dollars and cents at an appearance in Maryland today. Correspondent Linda Kenyon.
Jared Bernstein, who heads the Council of Economic Advisers, says the president will discuss how Bidenomics is working, while what he calls MAGAnomics is not.
He'll contrast his agenda with specific policies congressional Republicans have proposed and lay out what those policies would mean in concrete terms for the American people.
Lawmakers have just over 2 weeks to avoid a government shutdown, September 30th. A veteran Republican is calling it a career. CBS's Tom Foti from Washington.
1 6-year term in the U.S. Senate is enough for Republican Mitt Romney. He put out a video saying he is not running for re-election next year and is disappointed by what he sees around him in Washington.
Mounting national debt, climate change, and the ambitious authoritarians of Russia and China. Neither President Biden nor former President Trump are leading their party to confront those issues.
While all eyes have been on Pennsylvania's convicted killer, Danilo Cavalcante, who was captured yesterday, the manhunt continues for a murder suspect in Washington, D.C. Christopher Haynes has been on the run for a week now after escaping from a window at George Washington University. This is CBS News.
When you think of hiring, think of Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Dig out the Lederhosen. It's Oktoberfest in Hayward on Saturday, September 16th. This all-day fest features German food and beer, an axe-throwing contest, 50-50 raffle, and it wouldn't be the same without live polka music throughout the fest. Celebrate Oktoberfest in Hayward, Saturday, September 16th, 11 to 7 at the Sawyer County Fairgrounds Pavilion, and is brought to you by the Hayward Lions Club. More information at haywardoktoberfest.com. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
All of these things consistently come down to this: willingness of people to give up their agency and the willingness of Donald Trump and those who support him to leverage and abuse people's trust in them to further their own personal power and enrichment.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
100 degrees.
Ramaswamy literally said global climate change, human and effect climate change is a hoax.
Ron DeSantis effectively pivoted on the debate stage, said, I'm not going to answer your damn question because it will expose us as climate change denialists, which puts them in a minority, certainly with younger voters. Young people care about the future of this world, though.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
He opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's joking how. Everybody's joking now.
The Vec.
Ramaswamy.
Cease and desist. Who would be worse? Mike Pence. I mean, Ron DeSantis trying to rap also would be wildly cringy.
Ron DeSantis trying to feel feelings is weird enough. I couldn't imagine him rapping.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
I didn't realize that Tucker Carlson's like hemorrhaging viewers. And I heard yesterday someone was like, oh yeah, like no one's actually watching it anymore. I was like, oh, yeah, that doesn't really surprise me. It's kind of like Threads.
it was the same for about 5 minutes.
A week, everyone was excited, and then they moved on.
Wow, it's like Scott Walker's presidential campaign. It's a big deal for about a week.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Breitlow.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. Happy Thursday. It's Thursday, September 14th, and it's another beautiful day to have you here up north from wherever you're listening across the Civic Media Radio Network. If you're catching us instead on the app or by podcast or by social media, we're thankful to have you here as well in the state of Wisconsin, where we unpack the news each morning. Here's what's on tap this morning. A Republican leader changes course and embraces a reform to the political process. Now, in many instances, that would garner praise and some applause, but not Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, who later today will try to fast-track a half-hearted proposal to change how legislative maps are drawn in order to stop any real reform that could come from the state Supreme Court. We're going to talk to Joe Zepecki about that as both the Senate and Assembly meet today for a fall session where we already had low expectations. And Republicans have managed to sink even lower with this phony reform plan, this talk of impeaching a newly elected justice, a fake vote coming in the Senate today targeting the widely respected head of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, and they will pass warmed-over versions of their child care proposal and their tax cut for the very wealthy. It's going to be that kind of a Groundhog Day week in Madison. In our second hour, we have our weekly Hometown Health segment with Dr. Kristen Lyerly, and her guest is a radio personality from the Fox Valley who's very open about his struggles with depression. By baring his soul, he's hoping others will avoid bottling up their troubles and frustrations because, as he likes to say, talking out what's bringing you down is the first step toward lifting yourself up. We will also visit with Luke Mathers and learn what else is happening around the Civic Media Radio Empire. We'll get the weatherology forecast as well, and you can be a part of it all by calling 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can also text that or call us through the Civic Media app. Our email address is radio@upnorthnewswi.com, and you can also leave comments on the Facebook pages where you can actually watch this radio show in action. I mentioned the weather and the cooler temps. It is below freezing in parts of Wisconsin this morning. Toma coming in at 31 degrees. Up here on Lake Wissota, it is 39. Wisconsin Rapids is at 41. Wausau is at 41 as well. Green Bay, 49. Madison, 44. Waukesha 43, and La Crosse 47. Now, we are going to get to basically tickling 80 degrees, the upper 70s in this part of northwest Wisconsin.
but we'll get the full forecast for weatherology, because it's going to be nice for a while, but then a system's going to move in. And of course, you know, when it affects you depends on where you are in the state and whether it will bring, you know, some rain, maybe a bit of rain, or whether it will just bring, you know, clouds instead. So Jennifer Wojcicki from Weatherology will talk to us about that in just a bit. Let's head down to Madison right now, where the, what was that album called? The Education of Lauryn Hill. This is like The Education of Sam Davison. It too will be a Grammy-winning album when he finally tells the tale. Mr. Davison, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Very good, thanks. The screen still says Sam and Aaron. I believe I see. Yep, there it is. I saw
the edge of the headphones. Yeah,
I saw the left ear kind of coming into the screen here. So I'm wondering now. We are what? We're just about 2 weeks into this training session to see if Sam is, you know, producer material to work on these shows.
If I'm fit to work at Civic Media.
If he's worthy.
Oh, no, you have a pulse. Yeah. You're fit to work at Civic Media. There's no doubt about that. It just really is, you know, are you in the, you know, the Luke Mathers echelon of things? Or are you more like me and Alba, who just sit down and really don't accomplish much of anything? You know, so that's the whole
depends
point.
Depends on the day. Depends on the
yeah,
day.
Yeah, are you kind of in the Mathers-Zommers, you know, realm?
Hey, I wouldn't say that's fair to you and Todd. You guys do a lot of work.
We're going to agree to disagree.
It seems from my end that you do. You're coming off like you are.
We think about things and then we yap about them. It's not entirely true, but it's the same thing as when I was anchoring the news on TV. And again, people think, and trust me, in the election, all the elections that I ran in, you had people saying, this guy doesn't even work for a living. He just reads a teleprompter. Dude, if you knew what it took to get that material into the teleprompter, to have it sound coherent, to have good reporters, to have good coherent stories, have it all time out. And I know that, Sam, you're getting quite an appreciation for that as well. We actually don't just flip on the microphone and yodel. I do know one or two people who do, but by and large, there's a little bit more behind the scenes. You knew all that already, though.
Oh, yeah. I well, with TV also, I've worked at a radio and a TV station in the past, so mm-hmm. I know it.
Oh, yeah. And that's just, you know, from the content standpoint, from the technical standpoint, the switches and, you know, dials that you're flipping and the software that you've got to learn and then run. This is no small feat. And for doing all of that, if you're working in radio or TV, we're paying you the exorbitant sum of considering delivering pizzas on the weekends in order to make ends meet. But Sam, we're glad you've stuck with it so far. I appreciate your patience and the learning curve we put in front of you.
Yeah, glad to be here. It's fun.
You're scaling it quite well. When we come back, we will unpack the news, mostly about the fall legislative session and how it impacts you because of the way that people that got elected around Wisconsin are or are not helping you based on what they're going to be doing today at the state capitol. That and more coming up wherever you're listening across Wisconsin on this beautiful Thursday morning. When you're here, you're up north. We'll be right back.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Two kinds of politicians, those who want to be and those who want to do. Tommy Thompson, John McCain, I would put Tony Evers in this category. They're guys who are running because there were things that they wanted to do.
The Todd Alba Show.
Now contrast that to Hillary Clinton, I would argue, or Donald Trump. Sure, there are things they want to do, but ultimately, they are like Scott Walker. They were people who want to be.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association. If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Carrie Underwood with the title track from her sixth studio album, Cry Pretty, which debuted at number one on the charts on this day in 2018, 5 years ago now since that album was released. We will have much more about this day in history, a little music note or two, TV as well, coming up a little bit later on this hour. First, a reminder that you can stay up to date on what we're working on at Up North News by going to upnorthnewswi.com, see the stories that we're doing. Click on newsletter up top and you'll get a daily newsletter every weekday. Shows up around 5 a.m. This morning's issue that I was just looking at, as put together by Christina Laurie, includes a list of weekend events to consider going to around Wisconsin, including Oktoberfest in Chippewa Falls, just down the road here. Going to get started tomorrow. Looking forward to that. In fact, Crudy is coming up here and is going to do the Devil's Advocates radio show from Loopy's, a well-known bar along the Chippewa River up here in Chippewa Falls, and then we're going to head over to Oktoberfest after that. But back to our newsletter, we also learned that the owner of the Minocqua Brewing Company, Kirk Bankstead, amid his ongoing legal fights with Oneida County and the town of Minocqua, has announced plans to open up a new tap room in Madison as well. And there's a story about fully accessible playgrounds that are going up around Wisconsin. Again, for all of that, you need to get to our daily newsletter. Sign up for it at upnorthnewswi.com. You can also click store in the top banner where we have various t-shirts and tote bags, some of them specific to Up North News and Wisconsin, some of them more about the felony, the accused felon, Florida man, and his mugshot being put on t-shirts and tote bags. And again, you can catch all that at upnorthnewswi.com. In sports, the Milwaukee Brewers lost last night to the Miami Marlins 2-0. Again, just amazing how the bats go from scoring, you know, 9 runs, 8 runs, 12 runs, and other times can barely scratch anything across. For the Brewers, this was the 11th time this season they've been shut out. The 4-game series with the Marlins concludes this afternoon with a 1-10 start at American Family Field, and Adrian Hauser will get the start for the Brewers. You can hear the Brewers in the Richland Center area on WRCE 107.7 FM, 1450 AM. In the Fox Valley, catch them on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM, 1100 AM. I've got another sports note to pass along. Terry Bell, as you know, is a huge volleyball fan, the news director here at Civic Media, and an absolute promoter of Badger women's volleyball. And so if you were with us on Monday, we did express some admiration for the Nebraska fans, 92,000 of them, who packed a stadium recently to set the largest outdoor crowd ever for a women's volleyball match. So you're not going to top that, but listen to what Badger fans did yesterday between Badger fans and Marquette fans. Last night at the Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee, 17,037 people. That's a new record crowd for an NCAA women's volleyball indoor regular season match. And it is a record attendance figure for a women's sporting event in the state of Wisconsin. The Badgers are the top-ranked team in the nation. Marquette, the 24th-ranked team in the nation. Looks like it was a great match, and the Badgers prevailed 3-1. And that means the Badgers are now 8-0 to start the season. The first match, the Badgers won it 28-26. That first set had 16 ties and 7 lead changes in all. So the crowd definitely got their money's worth. The Badgers' next game is Sunday afternoon, 2 o'clock. And that will be on ESPN. The Badgers are traveling to third-ranked Florida. So that's going to be a huge match. It's unfortunate that it's going to be right in the middle of the Packers-Falcons game as well. But now you have some options in case you'd like to, you know, switch back and forth or maybe DVR one or the other. All right, let's unpack the news. And as always, you can reach us here to comment on the headlines at 844-967-2789 or send a text there as well. And let's start with the fall legislative session. There's a lot going on here, but we're going to start with this quote-unquote reform plan that Assembly Speaker Robin Voss came up with very surprisingly just 48 hours ago, isn't sending it to a committee, is sending it right to the floor of the Assembly for a vote today, and claims that they have now seen the light and Republicans are embracing redistricting reform. That's not the case. And we're going to talk more about that with Joe Sopecki in a few minutes. But I wanted to at least introduce it to let you know that's probably the big thing that's being worked on here. But it's also falling well short of where it should go. You know, because people will say, well, wait, Republicans are embracing reform. Why don't you go along with this? We'll talk to Joe and you'll understand why. The Republicans as well have not taken off the table the notion of trying to impeach Janet Protasiewicz, the newly elected, overwhelmingly elected Supreme Court Justice. Speaker Voss said yesterday that he's got consultants on this possible impeachment, that he is consulting with 3 retired state Supreme Court justices. He wouldn't say who they were. Thankfully, some very intrepid reporters around Wisconsin started making some phone calls, and it's becoming pretty clear, you know, who might involve that might involve. There is, for example, retired Justice David Prosser, who once physically assaulted another justice. There is former Chief Justice Pat Rogensack, she of the language about migrant laborers at Green Bay meatpacking plants, you know, aren't the real citizens of Green Bay, you know, something along those lines when they were considering COVID restrictions. And then at least one other judge, and they're going to be in charge of advising Voss on basically how to overturn an election that nearly 1.5 million people voted in Wisconsin. The one thing we do know is that one of those ex-Supreme Court justices advising Robin Voss is not Michael Gableman, because they've already had a parting of the ways, but not before Voss brought Gableman on to look for ways to nullify the 2020 election and cost taxpayers at least a couple of million dollars. So there's a lot that's going to be happening between the new maps plan that Republicans have hatched, the prospect of the now progressive-controlled state Supreme Court writing new maps instead, and Republicans trying to meddle in that process by trying to put Justice Protasiewicz on ice by voting to impeach her, but maybe not hold the Senate trial to convict her, but just keep her basically suspended and off the court making decisions while she hangs in legal limbo. It's about the only thing that might be more underhanded and what might be lower than that is the fact that Congress is considering impeachment of President Biden, again, for a whole lot of nothing. And it just gets into the whole notion of trying to undermine the voters, trying to rule rather than govern. And to that end, Republicans today are going to push through things that we already saw were coming, but we have spent the past several weeks building up the possibility, the potential, that Republicans would want to work with Governor Tony Evers and find some kind of middle ground. But instead, today at 11 a.m., the Senate will convene, and they will vote on a way to veto some of the extra school funding that Governor Evers was seeking and try to increase tax cuts for the super wealthy. And the Assembly will convene at 1 o'clock And they will also work to pass some child care bills that will not help the problem at all of accessible, affordable, quality child care in the state of Wisconsin. They held hearings on the bill last week. Providers told them, there's nothing here that helps. If anything, some of these measures hurt us, all in the name of, you know, deregulation. Deregulation doesn't do a thing to help a parent who's struggling to make ends meet and might have to actually leave their job because they can no longer afford or find good daycare. And Republicans know all this because as the Joint Finance Committee made its tour around the state, remember all those budget listening sessions? Childcare was far and away the number one topic that was brought up. They can't say they don't know about this. They know. They are making a decision in some way, shape, or form that standing in the way of affordable child care is going to be some kind of a winner for them. I will admit I was rather amused to see that Governor Evers' Twitter account included a clown emoji because Evers and or his social media team wrote, "While we're facing a looming child care crisis, Republicans plan to try to override my veto tomorrow so they can secure tax cuts for the wealthiest people in our state. They'd rather give 11 filers who make $75 million a year an average tax cut of $1.8 million a year," clown face emoji. And I almost spit my old fashioned back out as I was looking at that last evening. And, you know, some people kind of took issue with that, but Britt Cutaback, the spokesperson for the governor, had an interesting response saying, look, Republicans, on top of trying to illegally fire our elections administrator and passing a bill to require legislature-picked and legislature-approved map drawers, also want to take historic K-12 increases away from our kids in schools. So in her view and the view of others, the clown emoji was actually quite apt. And yes, the Megan Wolf imaginary renomination is coming up before the Senate today. It was a little disheartening to see some mainstream news outlets report that the Senate is going to fire Megan Wolf today. They most certainly are not. They're going to take a vote that they claim would fire Megan Wolf. Instead, it will lead to a protracted court battle because Republicans do not have the law on their side. Senate Republican leader Devin LeMahieu was interviewed yesterday and made a claim that the state statutes show that if the Elections Commission doesn't fill a vacancy after, I think it was 45 days, that, you know, then the legislature could act. But here's the problem. There isn't a vacancy. Yes, Megan Wolf's term expired, but by their own calculations in getting Fred Prehn to stay on the Natural Resources Board, they changed the definition of vacancy. So vacancy doesn't exist. And yet here they are trying to fire the well-respected head of the State Elections Commission. They're trying to talk about impeaching a justice. They're still looking for ways to undermine democracy. So small wonder then that they've lost 14 of the last 17 statewide elections. Coming up in a little while, we will talk about a new ad from the Biden-Harris campaign, President Biden running for re-election, running a new ad featuring a cement mason and mom from the Milwaukee area. We'll talk more about that. And at some point, we're going to get into this new article in the Atlantic, I think it is, about Mitt Romney and everything he told his biographer, including about Ron Johnson. And you're just going to wonder what's going on in the Capitol. But Joseph Pecky's next. You're up north.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
CBS News Brief. Some auto assembly lines could come to a stop at midnight, with union members threatening a targeted strike if contract negotiations break down with the big three before then. Duncan Allred, global VP at Buick and GMC, is hopeful.
We've got a great team working to try and get an amicable solution.
In Providence, Rhode Island, warning sirens before a suspected tornado tore through, downing trees and power lines. A weakened Hurricane Lee could make landfall along the New England coast or in eastern Canada over the weekend. The mayor of Libya's eastern city of Derna expects the death toll from this week's massive flooding to rise to 20,000. The BBC's Joe Inwood says a dam break triggered a chain reaction.
When that burst, that water, with a weight of about 1.5 million tons, rushed to the sea, sweeping the second dam and about a quarter of the city with it.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
If I could be you,
and you could be me, for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
It's What's on Tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5 The Tap.
Okay, let's get into it more. Continuing to unpack the news here. What's happening at the Capitol with Joe Zepecki. Joe, how's it going?
There's a few things going on, aren't there?
Just a few things. So let's go back to, what is it, late afternoon on Tuesday. And the first reports that Robin Voss, the assembly speaker, is holding this press conference. He's got all these other, you know, people around him, and they're looking like they're planting the flag of reform. I'm not going to lie. I was surprised. Caught me off guard. What was your first reaction when you saw that that was what they were going to do as kind of a way to ward off all this blowback on impeaching Justice Protasiewicz?
My first reaction was, I trust Speaker Robin Voss about as far as I could throw him, which is not that far.
Yes.
You know, I've often gone to the, maybe you have too, Pat, I've gone into the barbershop and asked for the Brad Pitt style haircut. And you know, they do their best, but just because I call it a Brad Pitt style haircut doesn't mean I walk out looking like Brad Pitt, much to my better half's chagrin. This is about what's happening with Speaker Robin Voss and this fake Iowa style redistricting. This is not Iowa style redistricting. They are slapping a label on it. That does not make it what they want you to believe it is. The Iowa style, it's funny, the last remaining Democratic statewide official in Iowa weighed in on this, saying this is not Iowa style redistricting. The plan as laid out and as understood thus far misses in a huge way. This is Rob Sand, the state auditor from the great state of Iowa. I see Wisconsin Republicans claim they want the Iowa model for redistricting. Problem, their bill isn't the Iowa model. The Iowa model removes the temptation to gerrymander by making the punishment for doing so that the map drawing power then moves to the state Supreme Court. If they want the Iowa model, they have to include that. They have not. This is a sham that still leaves Speaker Robin Voss and legislative Republicans in charge of political map making. That is what we are trying to stop. Politicians should not choose their voters. Voters should choose their politicians. And if Robin Voss wanted to have a truly nonpartisan or bipartisan approach and was serious about that, do you think that he would have been surrounded by only Republicans yesterday, Pat? Or do you think he would have found some Democratic legislators? Or do you think he would have gone to Tony Evers in good faith and said, we want to take the politics out of this. Let's work together and let's go have a kumbaya where there's actually Democrats and Republicans working together. No, he didn't do any of that. In fact, he couldn't even get Republicans from the state Senate because this is all a joke to him. Sorry, I'm getting fired up and rambling, but this is not an Iowa model. Iowa style model that he is calling for. It's just not. He can call it as many times as he wants.
What I've seen in the Robin Voss playbook, if you look in the glossary, kumbaya is not in there. So this is not, that's not his way. No, there's always something strategic here. And of course, the strategic aspect is that for all of the first, you go for the bluster of we're going to impeach this renegade justice. You get all kinds of blowback. So now you throw this out instead. And it sure seems, yes, strategic, but it also seems rather desperate that rather than let these four progressive women who clearly intimidate them write these maps, they will go running now to a type of solution that they have for 12 years said that they would never go along with. In other words, for all the ongoing talk about impeachment, do you get the impression that they have sufficiently been scared to the point where they wouldn't dare?
I don't, because this is the other part of this. So the sequence of events here is Protasiewicz rolls to victory, makes clear she's open to looking at the maps and has declared that water is wet and the sky is blue because she has said that the Wisconsin maps are rigged. That lawsuit gets filed shortly after she takes office. And in a sheer move of panic, Assembly Republicans say, we have to stop this. We have to get her off the case. How do we do that? And what they find is the mechanisms for recusal in cases don't apply to her. That she's playing by the same rules that conservative justices and Republican politicians have supported. So they actually have no grounds to force her to recuse. Within the state constitution, there is a mechanism that they could use to force her off a case, but they don't have the votes for that because they don't have the 2/3 majority in the assembly. So then they go read a little bit further and they say, well, we don't need 2/3 to impeach her and freeze her out. We just need a majority. And so that's the approach that they take. And they immediately get this massive blowback. The polling shows that they are picking the wrong fight here if they think it's a good idea to overturn the results of an election held in April that Janet Protasiewicz won by more than 11 points and just say, nah, we don't care that the people of Wisconsin heard what she said during the campaign, supported her candidacy and elected her to that office. We're just going to undo that by removing her for as long as it takes. They see that the politics are going very, very badly for them. I am sure that their members did not love being hounded and asked by reporters and members of the public, are you really going to do this? Are you really going to overturn the results of an election held just, what, 5 months ago? Mm-hmm. And so in a desperate attempt to try to change the subject, he goes, I know, we'll just say we're for Iowa-style redistricting now. And then we won't need a lawsuit, and they can just, the litigants will just pull the lawsuit, and nothing will even go before the state court, which is insane, in my view. Like, this is going to move forward. They can't get this done before that case will make its way through the court. So it's just a lot of noise. And what's frustrating to me, and I know it must be to your listeners, is so much of our politics is just noise. It's really, really hard to find the signal. So let me break this down as simple as I can. Democrats and progressives want to take the politics out of map drawing. A truly nonpartisan, independent style commission is something that Democrats have supported historically and would certainly support going forward. Republicans are pulling shenanigan after shenanigan to maintain their grip on deciding the rules of the game and picking their voters so they can have near supermajority holds on the legislature forever. That's what's going on here.
Thank you for bringing up shenanigans, one of my favorite bars on Water Street as a college student. And now I think I've titled this hour's episode for the show as well. The progressive group of Better Wisconsin Together has conducted a poll through national award-winning polling firm GBAO. And again, in the sky is blue, water is wet train of thought, impeachment doesn't poll well in Wisconsin, it seems.
No. In fact, Wisconsinites oppose impeaching Supreme Court Justice Protasiewicz by a 24-point margin. So it's like 2-1, 47% oppose impeachment, 24% support it. And in fact, 39% of voters, roughly 40%, strongly oppose impeachment. And then when you look inside the numbers, the most important group, independent voters, independents oppose impeachment by a 27-point margin. So this is bad politics. Historically, Robin Voss and Assembly Republicans have not been moved by public opinion polling. If they were, the 70% of Wisconsinites who want everything from a higher minimum wage to an expansion of Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act that 40 other states have taken to legalization of cannabis in some form, even if it was just for medicinal purposes, would have come to pass. They have not. But these are really quickly, really bad numbers and bad news for Republicans going into an election year that is not shaping up to be a great political environment for them, given an improving economy, a lack of a serious challenger to Tammy Baldwin, and Donald Trump currently facing 91 federal indictments, the most likely Republican nominee. So I think they're just scared of the politics of this, and that's what this is.
I've already seen some, local television reports that frame it as Republicans are the reformers. They want to finally take this out of the partisan realm, which opens up Democrats to being the ones accused of playing partisan politics with this, ironically. But what Republicans would be able to do is say it's those activist judges on the Supreme Court. They love using that phrase. It's activist judges when they could have had reform that we were putting out there. Long story short, is it possible Democrats could actually overplay their hand if they rule, if they completely dismiss the Voss idea and count on the progressive justices to draw new maps?
I don't think so. I mean, listen, I think history tells us a lot. But if it is your job to serve as a state legislator, you should always be open to having conversations with Republicans. I have no doubt that there are Democrats in the legislature of good intention who would be happy to talk to Republicans from Robin Voss on down about a way to actually propose a true Iowa-style nonpartisan redistricting commission. But they're not doing that. They being the Republicans, like, they don't want to have those conversations. They don't want to have open hearings and a real committee process on this that could actually result in a good legislative outcome here. If they had any interest in that, they would have done that. Instead, they went and posed for holy pictures with just Assembly Republicans. Again, they didn't talk to Democrats beforehand. They didn't talk to the governor beforehand. They apparently didn't even talk to their colleagues in the state Senate beforehand. This is more political power plays by the Republicans, nothing else. And I think Democrats can very easily communicate that message and inform the public of what's going on here.
I actually do think it was a real tactical error on the part of Republicans here to look desperate and look like they're rushing this. This case isn't going to go to the Supreme Court, you know, anytime soon. There was time to schedule a public hearing. You would take the public hearing. You would say, thank you for your input. You can go now talk to this brick wall, and they would do what they want to do. They've done that a million times. So, yeah, you're right. The whole rushing without any kind of committee work or public hearing thing is what really kind of gives away the game that they're not to be trusted on this matter.
Yeah, they're trying to tell you to believe them as opposed to showing that you can believe them and trust them by their actions in the process. And I know it's frustrating to get bogged down in process, but there's a right way to do this. And this ain't it.
No. Then going hand in hand with the effort to, you know, impeach a justice and nullify an election would be the election shenanigans. And I really like that word, shenanigans. The election shenanigans of trying to fire Megan Wolf, the administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, even though she's not actually been she's never not had a renomination put before the Senate. They're essentially making one up. I would imagine that when the Senate votes as early as today on that, it's simply just going to open up a legal fight and cost taxpayers a lot of money, and not much else is going to happen because of the legal fight that this is going to open up.
Yeah, I'm thinking more and more, despite the fact I didn't go to law school, of that old legal canard. When the facts are on your side, argue the facts. When the law is on your side, argue the law. And when neither the facts nor the law are on your side, pound on the table. That is like the best possible description of Republicans in Wisconsin's legislative, you know, priorities that I can think of. They don't have the facts when it comes to the 2020 election. They don't have the law when it comes to the nomination or renomination. They don't have any track record of following norms and precedents. In fact, all of their history in the last 5 years is to throw everything close to a norm and precedents overboard. And after 5 years, it looks like kind of the jig is up. Like, people are seeing through that. And I do think the members of the Fourth Estate are being a little tougher in their questioning. They are being more skeptical. They are not taking everything Republicans say at face value. And that is because Republicans have lost that courtesy through their actions over at least the last 5 years. When it comes to Megan Wolf, when it comes to Janet Protasiewicz, when it comes to MAPS, you name it, they're just pounding on the table.
And with that, we're out of time. Joseph Pecky, thanks so much for all the insight. Have a great weekend.
More shenanigans next week for sure.
We'll be back. You're up north.
Don't let that too long go.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Dig out the Lederhosen. It's Oktoberfest in Hayward on Saturday, September 16th. This all-day fest features German food and beer, an axe-throwing contest, 50-50 raffle, and it wouldn't be the same without live polka music throughout the fest. Celebrate Oktoberfest in Hayward, Saturday, September 16th, 11 to 7 at the Sawyer County Fairgrounds Pavilion, and is brought to you by the Hayward Lions Club. More information at haywardoktoberfest.com. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
A little patchy fog possible this morning, but that should burn off by mid-morning. Otherwise, mostly sunny today. We'll get to 78 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 58. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and cooler with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms and a high right around 70. Weekend looking good. Plenty of sunshine Saturday, Sunday with highs in the upper 60s to low 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Thank you for being a friend.
And now a song to welcome in Dr. Lyerly.
Aw, that's such a nice way to say hello.
Oh, that, or it just says we're getting really old and, you know, going to crack a lot of jokes like old people did in the Golden Girls.
You know, the Golden Girls were actually my current age, and I just don't feel that way.
I know. There's that's the one standard, I think, for women, and the one for men is always the Wilford Brimley was like way younger than me when he portrayed an old guy in Cocoon, you know? Uh-huh. Anyway, it was on this day in 1985 that the Golden Girls debuted on NBC. That theme song was written by Andrew Gold, and he did have a radio version on the charts back in 1978, but the show jingle, the show theme was done by a jingle singer by the name of Cynthia Fee. And Andrew Gold also gave us Lonely Boy. Remember that one from the 70s, which I still think is... might be the dumbest song ever allowed on air, you know, about a boy who's always resented that he wasn't the only child because his parents brought home a little sister when he was two. If you do the math in the song, he was two. And he ran away from home as a teenager because he never got over it. How did that song get to be a thing when you look at those lyrics? I never understood that.
You might be overthinking this.
Oh, I'm totally overthinking it. You know, to the, and there are a lot of songs that are like that, like this, and some are underthought. That would be my next one here is nobody should like a song that glorifies any kind of violence. And yet Eric Clapton took this song to number one this day in 1974.
I shot the sheriff, but I did not shoot the deputy.
The song was written by Bob Marley. And believe it or not, it is still Eric Clapton's only number one on the Hot 100 chart, either as a solo artist or with Cream or the Yardbirds or Derek and the Dominoes.
And it's a cover.
And it's a cover. And yeah, you go down to the Caribbean and you'll hear nothing but the Bob Marley version, which is also extremely good. But again, dates back to 1974. Let's see, Amy Winehouse, we should be today talking about her 40th birthday, born on this day in 1983, but they tried to make her go to rehab, and she said no, 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 and passed away in 2011. Are you in the wheelhouse of or a little old for MTV's Total Request Live with Carson Daly?
I'm a little old for that.
All right, debuted this day in 1998, a countdown of the top 10 fan-requested music videos, which raises the question, Kristen, what are music videos? I feel like that was an interesting phase we had for about 5 minutes in the panoply of musical history, right?
It was a very important phase for my personal development.
Oh, same here. Yep. Here's another case of you don't know the lead singer's name. You've heard him forever. And this person turns 64 today. I can tell you that Morton Harkett turns 64. I can tell you he was born this day in 1959 in Kongsberg, Norway, but you're still not going to know who it is until you hear the song by A-ha. Sing it, Morton. Bet he can't hit these notes anymore.
Oh, Morton.
No, I can't even fake it anymore. Can't.
That
even,
was Pat. That was Pat.
Can't even. I think I hurt myself. If I told you today was Wendy Thomas's 62nd birthday, could you decipher who that is?
Is that Wendy from Wendy's?
Yes, the daughter of Dave Thomas, the namesake of Wendy's, Wendy Thomas, turns 62 today. Here's another one of those birthdays where you go, really? He's younger than I expected, and he is not wearing it well. Let's see, a week or two ago, it was Chris Christie turning 61. Mm-hmm. Today, it's Florida Governor Ron DeSantis turning, today, he turns 45. Yes. again, kind of ridden hard and put away wet, you know, if you ask me. That's it's he's not wearing it well, but happy birthday, buddy. All right, let's see. Do you know, if I just say Cheryl Lynn, do you know the singer? Would you happen to remember the disco song?
It's familiar. Okay, it's ringing a bell.
Let's play it in the background here. This, of course, would have got to be real.
That just makes me feel good. Mm-hmm. Like, come on, let's go.
Anita Ward did Ring My Bell. I think maybe that's where you were going with that guess.
Yeah, I was just throwing words into the air.
That's okay. Anyway, here's the story behind Cheryl Lynn. It was on this day in 1977 that she appeared on The Gong Show. And we always think of all the acts that get the gong, the really dumb acts. But, you know, from time to time, they actually had some talented people on there. And she did a version of the song You Are So Beautiful. It earned her a deal with CBS Records, and Got to Be Real was her first single and her only big Hot 100 hit, but she did become a regular on the R&B chart. Hmm. So now you know. Again, we always get a little Paul Harvey, the rest of the story.
The rest of the story. Did you know that Chuck Barris, the host of The Gong Show, wrote a book about his life prior to The Gong Show where he served as a secret agent in the CIA?
Yes, so he claims.
So he claims. They made a movie out of it.
Yes. What was the name of that movie?
I can't remember.
I can't either. Okay. Roger with a good comment online here. An interesting observation that Ron DeSantis, to him, sounds like Kripke from The Big Bang Theory, which I never thought about before, but yeah, I'm never going to be able to not make that connection anymore. And then Mary asks, did I miss yet what Mitt Romney said about Ron Johnson? Inquiring minds want to know. No, we have not gotten into that either. I think we're going to do that right at the top of the next hour here, because that Mitt Romney interview, it's actually an excerpt from a forthcoming biography. And that was the last thing I read last night. And I knew I didn't have time to read it, but I couldn't put it down. It's absolutely bonkers. Where Mitt Romney, again, sounds like the last normal guy in Washington, D.C. The stuff that's in here, for a lot of us, it won't be surprising. It's still kind of depressing.
This is how dedicated Pat Kreitlow is. He's captivated by Mitt Romney's biography.
One more musical note, because we missed it yesterday, but Sam and Aaron to the rescue on this one. Yesterday, in 1969... this little cartoon premiered on Saturday morning on ABC.
Oh, groovy.
It was groovy. And it was. And the thing is, I mean, I was 5 years old, okay? I was captivated by it because it was different. You know, it was funny. It was intelligent. It wasn't just the usual Bugs Bunny stuff. And I love Bugs Bunny stuff, but, you know, it kind of elevated the genre, shall we say.
Scooby-Doo elevated the genre.
Well, when you consider where cartoons were, yeah, it actually kind of, there's a reason it still has staying power after all these years. Roger, I got one more from you here. Notes that Stevens Point got down to a record low of 34 this morning. And we mentioned it was 31 in Toma. Green Bay was awfully chilly as well there. You got the windows open?
I do not, but I would like to point out that Roger's last name is Frost, which goes along really nicely with his comment.
Very good point. More in our next hour. You're up north.
Okay.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
All of these things consistently come down to this: willingness of people to give up their agency and the willingness of Donald Trump and those who support him to leverage and abuse people's trust in them to further their own personal power and enrichment.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
100 degrees.
Ramaswamy literally said global climate change, human and affected climate change, is a hoax.
Ron DeSantis effectively pivoted on the debate stage, said, I'm not going to answer your damn question because it will expose us as climate change denialists, which puts them in a minority, certainly with younger voters. Young people care about the future of this world, though.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.